Greetings and salutations. Welcome to Isha's Car Conversations, episode 222. So I just had something on my mind I really just wanted to talk about right quick. I just got off work, in case you're wondering. That's why I got this suit on. Otherwise, I would not have on this suit or whatever. okay. Anyways. So long story short, I was just reflecting and I realized something very, very, very interesting. Don't expect for people to understand your vision. God gave that vision to you. Right? He didn't give it to other people. And I'm speaking for me right now. You know what I'm saying? So often, we expect for people to understand our vision. We expect for people to support our vision. We expect for people to drop what they're doing and align themselves with the vision that only we see. And that might not be what they want to do. And don't be mad at them for it. Don't be upset at them for it. Don't be vengeful, right? Or spiteful at them for it. You know, I just thank God that I do have people who they don't understand the vision, but they're willing to support the cause, right? And sometimes supporting the cause doesn't mean they're going to be everywhere with you, or they're always going to, you know, be like 10 toes down. But when you need help, they come through. They show love. They show out because they understand that, you know, when you up and you can do, you will do. And even if you're not all the way up, even if you're like halfway there, that you still got their back. You know, those are reliable people. And those are the type of people in life that you should love, value, appreciate. Because they going to rock with you. They're going to make sure that you decent. Right? And sometimes somebody making sure you decent, sometimes it's as simple as giving a phone call and making sure someone's okay. Texting them. Coming through to one of their events, showing love, you know, supporting their products by buying something. Or maybe you don't even buy something. Maybe you don't got the money to buy something. But you let them know, like, yo, I see what you're doing out there, and I'm going to rock with you. I'm going to subscribe to your channel. I'm going to follow your Instagram and not just stalk the Instagram and look at it from a distance. Never like a photo because that stuff is kind of weird. I'm going to keep it real. There's a lot of people that are stalkers and watchers. They want to stalk you. They want to watch you. They want to, you know, be all up in a Kool-Aid. Don't even know the flavor. Right? And neither will they really ever understand what the flavor is because they're too busy trying to take that flavor instead of add to it. They don't want to see you succeed. Some people just don't want that. Because if you succeed, that proves that there's something wrong with them in their mind. Is that true? No. Everybody has a time and a season. At least I believe, right, that there is a time and a season for everything. There's a time to mourn. There's a time to laugh. There is a time to be born. There's a time to die. I truly believe that, right? And for some people, they haven't grasped a hold of that. Maybe this season isn't your season, but that doesn't mean that next season won't be your season. Doesn't mean that the season after that won't be your season. You know, you have to be happy for people when you see them excelling, when you see them going to the next level, when you see them being about their business and making things happen. You gotta really show them love. And even if that just you liking a post, even if that just you, you know, telling them happy birthday, even if that just means that you're following their blog. By the way, check out my blog, baby. Good stuff. I had that in the description. But seriously though, check out my books too. But no, seriously though, you know, people have to understand that just because someone's doing well or they're doing better or they're making moves, that doesn't mean that you won't be doing well or better or making moves. There's a lot of seasons that people didn't see with me where I was just getting stuff together, right? Where I was figuring stuff out, you know, a lot of things were happening with me that were more spiritual than physical. A lot of things were happening where I was going through periods where certain people in my life, I couldn't have them in my life anymore. It's not because I didn't love them. It's not because I didn't care about them. It's because they were like pulling me down to the ground. I mean, they didn't support me. Not that they didn't support me. Like, they acted like they liked me, but they didn't like me. They acted like they wanted to see me do well, but they didn't want to see me do well. They acted like they was down and they was going to ride, but they didn't want to ride. You know what I'm saying? And not only did they not want to ride, they didn't want to see me excel, right? They didn't want to see me push forward, right? They didn't want to see me get the work done. And for me, that was too much for me to handle. I was like, yo, like, you over here, you know, hoping against me, you know, you over here, you know, whipping up stuff in your little, in your cauldron against me. You know, you up here, you know, plotting against me. You up here not wanting to see me fly, but you all up in my face. You act like you in my corner. But then when I, you know, ding, ding, you know, it's time for a break in the ring. And you're not even going to pass me the water bottle. When you do pass me the water bottle, you don't put some arsenic in the water? No, you're poisoning me. I had to cut a lot of people out. I had to cut a lot of stuff out regarding me that wasn't right. And God had to, like, cleanse me in a lot of ways. Like, I'm still working on getting where I'm getting to. Because I'm going to let y'all know right now, the flesh is a beast. And sometimes when you're going through things, you can feel like life is just a monster. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get to a place where I can love people and accept them for who they are without having to feel upset when they do me dirty or when things aren't right or when people are plotting and calculating against me. Like, even if a lot of times you cannot do nothing to nobody, you could just be kind to them, loving to them. You got their back, you their friend. And even if you don't see them every day, you know, you want the best for them. But you got to accept the fact that a lot of people may not want that for you. You might only have 2, 3, 4, 5 real friends in your corner, or even real family members in your corner. You got to be able to accept that. You know, when my dad died, a lot of my family members got some other stuff with me. Some other stuff. Okay? And I ain't going to say no names. Because God is good. And I ain't going to speak on it. But what I will say is this. Just because somebody blood don't mean they're going to show you love. Just because somebody can doesn't mean you should let them all up in your circle. You know what I'm saying? You got to be careful with this. Understand something. Sometimes the people that's the closest to you are the ones you need to watch the most, because some of them, they be scheming, they be scamming, and they be coming for your hat rack. And it's not that that's always going to be the case, but you know when somebody on that with you. And if you don't know, baby, you better get your feelings out and get an understanding. Because there's a lot of people out here who do not want to see the next person prosper. Right? And that may not be you, but that may be some of the people in your crew. Sometimes you got to clear out the bench. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to start all over again. I've had to start over again so many times. Baby, I can't even count. But God is so good that even when I start over, he makes me look like I was always right there. Okay? I just want to let y'all know, things are going to get better, right? The sun is going to come out and it's going to shine for you. Don't worry about it. Don't be pressed. Don't let nobody tell you that you're not going to get to where you get into. Don't even listen to it. Because the moment they can get into your headspace and convince you that the things that you are pursuing ain't worth nothing, that's the moment they won. Sometimes you got to adjust the plan. Sometimes you got to make a little changes to it. But that doesn't mean you won't get there. You know, don't be afraid to go after what you want, baby. And don't think that just because people don't understand a vision, it means that you should drop your dreams. Don't do that. Don't drop your dreams. Don't drop your goals. Keep on going. Keep on going. Keep on hustling. Be about what you talk about. Be about that life. Because at the end of the day, a lot of people act like they're about that life. They're not about that action. Right? Because they want to talk, but then they don't put nothing to action. They want to say they're doing this, they're doing that. Well, you're not. You're not. And not only are you not, sometimes it takes years to get to where you're going. Years and years. And that's fine. But some people, I could tell who really about it. Not just by the things they post on social media, because really that don't matter to me. What's really important is the things that you do when nobody is around. Right? What's really important is the progress that you're making when you don't even think anybody is watching. What's important is the connections, right? And the networking that you do that's not on social media. The lives that you touch that have nothing to do with your brand. You know, a little bit of kindness will go a long way. And I think people have forgotten about that. Be kind, be loving. Even when it don't benefit you. And if things don't go well, being kind and being loving, don't be afraid to apologize if you make a mistake, because we all do. All right, I want to tell you thank you for listening. You got this. Keep on pushing forward, baby. Don't give up. Bye.